Titus 2, look at verse number 3. It says that the aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Here's another way that we could blaspheme God by our lifestyle. If you want to be a Christian feminist, if you want to be a Christian feminist and you don't want to obey your husband, you don't want to be chaste, you don't want to be discreet, you want to go be a loudmouth, you want to go drink alcohol, you know what you're doing? Blaspheming the word of God. Because there's some people on this earth that don't have their heads all screwed up and still believe that the husband is over the wife. You know, a good example of this is the Russian community. When I lived in Vancouver, Washington, very high Russian population, and even though almost none of them were saved, they understood that dad's the head of the home and that wife is to submit. And they don't buy this feminist garbage. And so if you say, oh, I'm a Baptist, I believe in God, but I'm a feminist. Oh, who cares what my husband says? Oh, I'm going to drink some alcohol. Oh, I want to be a loudmouth. I want to be, you know, a pastor, a female pastor. What is that? That's blaspheming the word of God by your actions. And you know what? Men can do the same thing. Later on in Titus 2, tells men to have sound speech that cannot be condemned. We already went over those verses. You know, all of us can blaspheme God by our actions. We don't want to be guilty of it.